Jehovah Magnified by George Muir. Chapter 13. How to Become a Successful Laborer in Christ's Vineyard. An address delivered at Salem Chapel, Bristol, at a Monday evening prayer meeting in September 1870. In the first prayer this evening, there was the following expression: Use thy servants and let them see fruit as they are able to bear it. I desire to say a few words on this, especially the latter part. It has in a lively way brought to my remembrance my own experience. It was 44 years ago, on the 17th of this month, that I began to preach in my own country. But I saw very little fruit from my preaching. I preached in the parish churches. I loved to preach. There was a real earnestness in my preaching, and a real desire to do good. Unquestionably so. And yet I never met with a single incident in which I could say I had been used as God's instrument in the conversion of a sinner, though sometimes I preached to 1,000 people or more. I do not say that persons may not have been converted, but I never met with one single incident of conversion. It did, however, please God in a few instances when I did not expect it to use me in the conversion of sinners. But this was quite apart from the preaching. I once visited a poor tailor and expounded the scriptures at his house, and a person was brought to the knowledge of the truth through this exposition. Two of my fellow students, my former companions in sin, were converted instantaneously while I was speaking to them, so that in a few cases, where I expected nothing, I was made an instrument of blessing. And where I expected great things, there was nothing at all. In course of time, I came to this country, and it pleased God then to show to me the doctrines of grace in a way in which I had not seen them before. At first, I hated them, and said, if this were true, I could do nothing at all in the conversion of sinners, as all would then depend upon God and the working of His Spirit. But when it pleased God to reveal these truths to me, and my heart was brought to such a state as that I could say, I am not only content simply to be a hammer, an axe, or a saw in God's hands, but I shall count it an honor to be taken up and used by Him in any way. And if sinners are converted through my instrumentality from my innermost soul, I will give Him all the glory. The Lord gave me to see fruit in abundancy. Sinners were converted by scores, and ever since God has used me in one way or other in His service. I delight to dwell on this, especially for the benefit of my younger fellow believers. We must be really willing to give God all the glory. We may say, God shall have all the glory, but the point is, do we mean it? We must aim after this, to be content to be nothing but the instrument giving God all the glory. We must not say, God shall have 99 parts of the glory, and the 100th part shall be ours. No, we must give Him all. We must not take the 100th part. He is worthy to have it all. Let us aim after this, and assuredly God will take us up, for He can then use us. Our adorable Lord Jesus, during all His life on earth, had one single aim, to seek glory for the Father. Well, as we are enabled to get glory for the Master, not for the servant, so He, whom we seek to honor, we see to it that honor is bestowed upon the servant. I affectionately, as an elder brother, laid upon the hearts of my beloved young brethren, whether engaged as preachers, Sunday school teachers, tract distributors, district visitors, or in any other way working in the Lord's service, if they desire to see fruit resulting from their labors, that they primarily aim after this, that not only with the lip, but with the heart, they will give all the honor and glory to God, if He should condescend to use them as instruments in His service. End of chapter 13.